From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Iraqi officials say a former key aide to dictator Saddam Hussein has been killed in a military operation. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, Itzhak Ibrahim al-Duri was known as the architect of the Islamic State in Iraq and is the last of the former dictator's top assistants to be captured or killed.
The veteran Saddam Hussein, loyalist known for his bitter and biting criticism of the U.S. and his trademark shock of red hair, was killed in fighting, according to top Iraqi officials. Waad Jaburi, governor of Salahuddin province, told Iraqi state TV that it was almost certain that Duri was dead and that his body was being taken to Baghdad for DNA testing. Jaburi insists that the killing will have positive effects on the ongoing conflict in Iraq. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A car bomb exploded Friday outside the U.S. consulate in the northern city of Erbil, Iraq, in an attack claimed by Islamic State militants. The U.S.-based Site Intelligence Group, which monitors jihadist websites, tweeted Friday that Islamic State militants in Kirkuk claimed credit for the blast. At least three people were killed in the bombing, while another five were wounded, according to Kurdish officials. A U.S. State Department spokeswoman said that no U.S. personnel were injured. Gunfire was reportedly also heard in addition to the blast, rare sounds in the largely peaceful city, which is the capital of Iraq's Kurdistan region. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama said Friday that the United States and Europe should maintain sanctions against Russia until it implements a ceasefire agreement in Ukraine. Mr. Obama made the remarks after meeting with Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi.
We agreed that the international community needs to continue supporting Ukraine with robust assistance as it pursues economic and political reforms. Along with our international partners, we strongly support the Minsk agreements, and we agree that both Russia and the Ukraine must fulfill all the obligations under these agreements.
The remarks came as Moscow warned that the arrival of U.S. paratroopers to train Ukrainian soldiers could destabilize the region. A U.S. airborne brigade arrived in Ukraine this week to conduct a series of training sessions with Ukrainian military troops. The U.S. and Europe have imposed a series of sanctions on Russia since its annexation of Crimea from Ukraine late last year and subsequent support of separatists in eastern Ukraine. Meanwhile, the U.N. Human Rights Office is urging the government of Ukraine and pro-Russian rebels to pull back their troops and abide by the terms of the so-called Minsk ceasefire that came into force in February. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Human Rights Office is alarmed at the prospect of the second ceasefire agreement between the warring parties falling apart. It says it is particularly worried that the dire human rights situation in areas of eastern Ukraine is likely to get even worse as a result of breaches in the ceasefire. Human rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani says civilians continue to suffer seriously as a result of this protracted conflict.
The reports we're getting from the ground is that the humanitarian situation remains very difficult. People are unable to access basic necessities.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The World Bank is offering an additional $650 million to help Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone recover from the devastating Ebola epidemic. Friday in Washington, World Bank President Jim Yong Kim said the new money brings the bank's aid to the West African nations to more than $1.6 billion.
The Ebola crisis has dealt a crippling blow to the millions of people in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. And the epidemic is not over.
Before Ebola, the three nations had some of the highest economic growth rates in Africa. And hundreds of mourners gathered at Germany's Cologne Cathedral for a memorial service honoring the 150 people who died in the crash of a German Wings jet last month in the French Alps. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.